Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers. Let's all stand for our first hymn, page 45 in Heavenly Highway Hymns 2. Page 45. Page 22. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to see everybody out today in our service. I hope you've been blessed today. For all of you mothers, happy Mother's Day. I've tried to say it to everybody, but I'm sure I've missed somebody. But I want to say to all of you, happy Mother's Day. And we are so thankful for all of our lovely mothers and just appreciate everything that you have done in the past and in the future. And we're just thankful for each and every one of them. As you know, my wife is a good mother. She takes care of her kids. She takes care of y'all a lot better than I do, and I'm thankful for her. I hope everybody that got one of the roses earlier will enjoy the roses that you have already received. And I just pray that they'll be a blessing to you. And I hope that it'll be a blessing in this way, that it'll be something that will remind you that you are loved. And as the old saying goes, we are to give roses now rather than in the gravesite. So that is something for us as our kids and children, for us to remember, to grant those roses now, not the literal roses, but to give the compliments, to say the thank yous. Usually a rose is a way of saying thank you. And so it is good for us as kids to do our best to say thank you to our mothers. And I appreciate each and every one that is here today. I want to say we're glad to see all of our visitors with us today. I hope you've been blessed thus far in the service. And I'm just thankful that each and every one of you are here today. Let's be about God's business today. In this service, let's pray for one another. Pray for your mothers. Pray for this service. That's what we need to do today. I know everybody's probably got plans to spend time with their mothers, and that's all well and good. But what I want to encourage you to do today is spend some time with the Lord. We need to spend time with Him more so than even our mothers. Because of Him, we have a mother. And so let's spend some time with the Lord today in this service. We do have several that are sick and having some problems, and let's be prayerful for them. The Lord knows who they are. But let's be about God's business today in this service. Does anybody have another prayer request? Do remember Brantley that he'll get saved. Somebody else. Appreciate each and every one being here today. We want to ask the Lord to come and be in our service today. And let's just ask that God would bless this service. If it's the Lord's will for me to preach, I'm going to need your prayers. So start now is what I asked you to do at this time. With that being said, we'll go to the Lord in prayer at this time. And we'll call on one to start our prayer, but we want everybody to pray in their own way. Brother Sam, I know you've had double duty, but if you would, lead us in prayer, please.
Thank you so much.
Let's turn over to 278 for our next song. 278.
Thank you.
Amen. Let's turn over to page 88. We don't sing this song very much, but I think it's appropriate for today. Page 88. Two 110.
Yeah.
ask the question, what's that meeting going to be like? I've tried to imagine it many times, and I don't think I've even got very close at all. But I'm going to give you the thought that came to my mind when he said that. You think you love your mother now? You think you love somebody now? You're going to experience full love in that moment. And that sounds just a little bit weird, I guess you'd say. But in that moment, when we're going up to be with Jesus at that time, it's going to be such a great, great love that you won't be able to imagine what it is right now until you experience right then. The only thing that I think that is very similar to it, and I think that was just a foretaste, is the moment that you got saved. And that's just a taste of it. That's kind of like licking the bowl when you was a kid. You know, you stuck your finger in there in mama's cakes or whatever she was cooking, and you got that little bit of taste. And that's kind of what it's going to be like in that day. Anybody got a word on your heart or anything? Word of testimony or anything? Everybody follow the Lord. It's needful that we do that. So let's be about God's business today in this service. We're going to take a reading lesson from the last book of John, chapter 21. The last book of John, chapter 21. A little bit of background. The background of this is Jesus is already resurrected from the dead. And this entire chapter happens toward the last. Well, I shouldn't say toward the last, but what we'll say somewhat middle ways, I think, was probably when it happened. This is the third time that Jesus appears unto his disciples after his resurrection. And what happened was that Peter and some of the disciples, the apostles, they listened to Peter, and he said, "I'm going fishing." They said, "We're going to go too then." And they all went fishing, and when they toiled all night, it kind of got to be an echo of what happened in the day that the Lord called Peter and James and John and Andrew into the work before them, because they had toiled all night fishing then, and they didn't catch anything. The Lord said, "Let your net down." This time the Lord said, "Let your net down on the right side." And again, they engulfed a great number of fish. And as they were dragging them to shore, and I'm shortening this down quite a bit, but as they were dragging them in to shore, Jesus already had fish on the fire. Where'd his come from? He used some of theirs, but he already had fish and bread on the fire, is what it said. And he said, "Come and dine." And that's what I want every one of you to do today, is to come and dine with this thought that we've got today. And what happened after that they had ate, and this is where we're starting our reading lesson. I like this story. It means a lot to me. And I hope that, especially after today, it will mean more to you today. It says, verse 15, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" Brother Tanner, if you will turn this and down, I believe it's a little bit loud. "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he saith unto him, Feed my lambs." I want to stop just a moment here. That I can find, there's at least four different words in the Greek language that is translated love. Now, let me just give you a quick rundown. The one Jesus used right here is agape. And what that is love in a social or moral sense. It is the deepest kind of love. Now, I had never noticed this before. I heard a man say this other day, And I thought, I've got to go look at this. When Peter said, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee," it's a different word. I hope you'll get this. It is a word philos. And what it means is, I'm fond of you. You're my friend. All right, how many of you have ever been in love with somebody and you told them that you love them and they turned around and they told you, "Well, I'm fond of you"? How did you feel at that moment? They were not returning your love to them, or to you, I should say. I'm getting that backwards. But Peter right here said, "Lord, I'm fond of you." This is the man who had said, "Lord, I'll go with you even until death. Lord, I'm not going to ever turn away from you." And the Lord said, "You're going to deny me three times before the rooster crows." And he did. Here we see this story as it comes on. And let's read the rest of our reading lesson. And he says, "He saith unto him again," this is Jesus saying unto him, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Again, this is agape. "And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Philos again. Peter wasn't ready to step out into the water right now, was he? He had stepped out into the water when the flood was going on. Jesus was walking on the water. But right now, Peter was not ready to step out into the water, was he? And the Lord said, "Feed my sheep." And again he saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he saith unto him the third time. Peter was grieved. He told him after the Lord said, "I love you with everything I've got." And he knew what the word meant. And he told him, "I love you with everything I've got." And he says, "Lord, I'm fond of you." He was grieved. And because of this, he said, the Lord said unto him, "Lovest thou me more than these?" And Peter was grieved, he said. And he said, "Thou knowest all things." And he said, the third time, I philo thee. Now, the third time that Jesus said, "Lovest thou me," it was not agape. He said, "Are you just fond of me?" Now, my thought today is, "Lovest thou me?" And that is my thought for us today. The Lord is asking us a question today. "Lovest thou me?" Now, what I want you to see today in this message is how the Lord talks about love. You know, just about every time that the Lord used the word love in our language, it was agape. There was a few times in which that he did not use that word. He used one of the others. But I want you to think today about these words today and what it means to really love somebody. I hope today we as a church, we as saved individuals today, we will examine ourselves and see how we stand up with Peter today. Do we love the Lord today? You know, let me say that first of all, I'm probably one of the worst ones about it. As far as when I get up to testify, I love the Lord. I don't say that a lot. I do not set that as an example. But years ago, I remember a lot of people, when they got up to testify about the in a service, "I want you to know I love the Lord. I love the Lord," is what people would say. Thank God for him. Maybe we ought to go back to that kind of a saying, but it is important for us to do it more so than say it. Are you getting what I'm saying here? There's a lot of people out there today that they say one thing, but really down in their hearts, they're not doing what they say. It's important for us today to really and truly love the Lord. I really and truly think that Peter was wanting to use agape. I do. But he had just went through something where he felt like he was so small in his actions, in the fact that he had denied the Lord three times. As just like the Lord had said, I believe he felt like that he was about as sorry as he could be. As the old saying goes, he was just about as low as a snake's belly. I know that's a country statement, but I hope you get the idea that I'm talking about. He was low. He felt sorry for what he had done, but he was also in a state he didn't know himself whether or not he really loved the Lord that much or not. He knew that from his actions, he was actually in a state where that he was just about only fond of the Lord. Somebody who was ready to die for the Lord, surely it would have been agape. Surely it would have been a true love. Surely it would have been something that was so strong that he would not have denied the Lord. So he felt like in himself, all he could say was, I'm fond of the Lord. Now, that's getting the idea of what went on here that day. A lot of that is my opinion about it. And I want you to understand today that that is not in the scriptures, but I believe you can read between the lines and know what happened. And we need to be in a place ourselves where we are more than just fond of the Lord. We live in a day and age when divorce reigns in our country. Better than 50% of the marriages that go on in this country today will end up in divorce. One of the main reasons for that is the fact there is not a true love in that. I can remember as a teenage boy dating a particular young girl, and I looked at her and I thought I was in love. That wasn't her. This was before her. But I can remember thinking that I was in love. When she broke up with me, now get this, when she broke up with me, I was brokenhearted. I made the statement to some of my friends, I loved her. I really thought I wanted to marry her. Thank God she didn't come back to me. Thank God she didn't. Because I didn't have the foggiest idea what love was. Yes, I'd been saved, and I knew that kind of love. But as time went on and I met that young lady, I understood love much better. I understood what it really was. Now, I want you to understand, I'm still figuring it out, though. The more you live with somebody, the longer you live with somebody, that love grows stronger and stronger, and it becomes more and more beautiful, even though I take her for granted. The thing that I need to show you today is this. Love grows. Love will strengthen. Love will get stronger. And we as people today, we need to show that love in our lives, in our marriages, in everything that we do. It is important that we show that love. Towards who? If you're married to a woman or a man, I want you to understand, you better show that love to them. But when it comes to God, you need to show your love, first of all, towards God. Second of all, it tells us this is how they will know you, if you have love one for another. It is important for us today, first of all, to have love, and I want you to understand what I'm saying today, agape love, full love, total love, one that is socially in front of you, out there for people to see. I want you to understand, we're talking about a full love for individuals that's in the church, but especially for God Himself. It's important for us to remember He saved our souls first. Second of all, that we are to love Him back. If you go back and you look into 1 John and the 4th chapter, He said, "Beloved, let us love one another." That's the one I was talking about. This is still agape. He says, "For love is of God." That's when we need to understand today. You cannot truly love, and I'm going to start out first of all with love God, until He has loved you first. And I'm talking about agape type love, full love, total love, one that is so expressed out of us that it comes first. I said earlier, I believe Peter really wanted to say you or use that word agape in his love instead of just philobos. What he wanted to say was that, but because of his actions, he went back to philobos. Now, I know that's somewhat hard to understand because we think in just one way. Just like the guys that wrote out the interpretation into English, they used the one word. We like to use one word. In our minds, we love. But do we truly love? The question to Peter was, "Lovest thou me?" And if you'll go back and look at the first time that he asked that question, he said, "Do you love me more than these?" More than these. What was he talking about? You know, when I first read that years ago, and I took it into my mind, I thought, well, he's talking about the friends that are here, the other people there. Maybe he was talking about them. But remember what he had been doing just a little while before. He went back to his old lifestyle. I'm asking you a question today. Do you love the Lord today? Do you really and truly love the Lord today with a full love? Yes, He saved your soul. Yes, you have that in you today. Or are you just fond of Him? Ooh, I had to examine myself a lot as I studied on this morning. I didn't get this thought until this morning, about 7 o'clock this morning, and it just hit me this time for this message to come out. And when I started looking at it, I thought, "Lord, am I just acting like I'm fond of you? Or am I really in love with you? Am I willing to go the distance?" Now, I'm going to give you an example of fondness in love, an example of total love in a place. I'm going to tell you a story about two young men in Vietnam years ago. I had a song leader at Hogan's Creek years ago. Bless his heart, he done gone on to be with the Lord now. But he was a Vietnam vet, and he told the story of how that he was sitting in a foxhole one day with a friend there. They was the sentries out in front of everybody. And he said, "We were sitting there watching for the Viet Cong to come out." And he said, "We was looking," and he said, "That guy started talking to me about the Lord." And he said, "I was there in Vietnam," And he said, I didn't know the Lord. I had heard the preaching, but I wasn't saved. And he said, he got to telling me about Jesus. Now that is a love that that young man was showing to Jesse in that day. And as they were talking about it, he said, I told him I had not been saved. He said, shortly thereafter, the Viet Cong suddenly came in on them. And as they were coming, one, he said, we fired our shots, but one got through. And he said, he was barreling down on me with a rifle, and he was ready to shoot me, and I'd have went to hell. But he said that young man dove in front of him and gave his life for Jesse so that Jesse would have a chance to be saved. Now that's real love. That's just not a fondness. That's real love. I've heard stories, and I'm trying to give you a comparison as the way we think in this world, because we think of people, and like I said, many years ago, I thought that young lady was the lady that I should marry. I thought I was in love with her. All I had was just a fondness that I thought was what real love was. But would I have given my life for her? I'm going to tell you something today. A real love is the type of love that you would give for somebody else. The real love that we have in this case, and the real love that Jesus was looking out of Peter at that time, was a full love. He knew what was in Peter's heart. I want you to know something. He knows what's in your heart today too. He knows about your struggles today. He knows about your pains. He knows what's affecting you in this life today. He knows what's affecting you in the service of the Lord today. He knows all about that, but he is still looking for love from you. Not a fondness, but a full love. An expressive love. He's looking for you to love him with all that you have, being willing to lay down your life. Hey, remember who gave their life first. Remember who loved you first. Did you love God first, or did he love you? According to 1 John 4, it says, he loved us before that we ever loved him. I want you to think about that for a moment. And that love was not just a fondness. He did not just, oh, I love them. But he loved them completely. Them or us? How much did Jesus love us? He left the portals of glory. Wait a minute. Let's give you an example. A true love that a man has for his wife is this, that he will forsake father and mother and be joined unto his wife. A true love is that way. They will forsake all for his wife. You see, Jesus left his father. He didn't forsake him, but he left his father's house. He left heaven itself. He not only left it, but he went down here to struggle, to feel pain, to be in agony, to go all through all of that And then on top of it, give his life. Just as that soldier dove in front of Jesse, the Lord dove in front of us. You see the love that he has for us. How much do we really love Jesus today? Do we love him enough to step in front of somebody else's suffering? Oh, when I say suffering, I'm talking about them dying and going to a devil's hell. Do we love them enough to put ourselves between us and them, between them and the devil? Do we love them enough? Do we love God enough to do those things? If you go back to John, and John speaks a lot about love. He was the one that the scripture says that he was loved, the beloved of the Lord himself, is what the scripture tells us. But in John the 14th chapter in the 23rd verse, Jesus answered and said, "If a man love me, he will keep my word. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." How much do we love him? How much do you love Jesus? I want you to think about that today. One of the things that I think every one of us, brother, last Wednesday night we was talking about here in our Bible study. And what the script, what we were studying about, we ended up a little bit on the Spirit of God. And we asked the question, and I don't remember now exactly how I asked the question, but I said, what shows the Spirit of God? And Brother Key said, the love that we have towards one another. Now, I believe you've got love towards one another. Yes, sir, I do. Do we have enough? I'm asking you a question, do we? Think about it in this way. If somebody came in here and they was physically fixing to take one of our people's lives, would you lay down your life for them? I'd like to think I would. We never know until we get there. I like to think that if some of these that haven't told us that they're saved, I like to think, oh, I'd be standing in front of them. And I believe I would. I want you to know that. I love you that much. Every one of you. But what I'm trying to say today is the Lord is asking you a question. How much do you love me? Do you love me more than these? Is it more important? Is it more important to do something else? Just say, Lord, I love you. You saved my soul and I love you. I'm fond of you. I appreciate you. I'm fond of you. I can just do that. Or do you really love the Lord today? What's more important today? What's more important today? Now, we all make jokes during football season. We have people that they love the football games. I'm getting on some toes, I'm sure. I'm going to get in trouble for some folks. I'm asking the question, how much do you love the Lord today? That's the question. If a man love me, he will keep my words. I want you to think about that. Do I keep what the Lord said? Yeah, on Sunday, I go to church. Well, there's times. Maybe it's times, what about Monday? Maybe it's Tuesday. Do I really love the Lord enough to speak out for Him? Do I love the Lord enough to tell my friends I love Him? Hey, remember my story about me and that young lady? I told my friends, boy, I loved her. And I didn't even know what I was talking about. I love the Lord today. I do. I love Him. Not because He first loved me, but because He did for me. Because He still loves me today. I love the Lord today because He has grown so much on me. You know how He's grown so much on me? The same way that our spouses do. We're there in their presence. All these times we're like, oh Lord, what now? Oh Lord, why now? Am I being honest? But in all of these troubles and trials, you know what I found? My love is stronger. My love for Him has grown because He loved me. And He has showed me so much favor over all these times. Now, Brother Brad, get you a song ready. We talked about how you love the Lord. We talked about how you should love your brothers and sisters. How you should love these that are not saved yet. I want us to come around. I want us to shake hands one with another in good Christian love. Get that. Preachers used to say that all the time. Come around and shake hands one with another in Christian love. Not just appreciation. But love today. This is your opportunity to show your love. I'm not talking about me. You don't have to, me. If you don't want to shake hands with me, that's fine. If you don't want to shake your love me today, that's fine. But I want you to know I love you. And I want you to love one another. But above everything else, I want you to love God today. And as you shake hands with one of these people today, at least one of them, I want you to take time to say, they're my brother, they're my sister. I love them. Oh, I love God. Ooh. I love God today. What, Brother Brad, why are we singing?
Highway Hymns 223.
Love you, brother.